Hello, this is David Snyder, President of Baptist International Missions Incorporated, welcoming you to today's broadcast of Moments for Missions under the direction of our Vice President, Dr. J.B. Godfrey.
Well, it's my pleasure to have Jeremy Blance here with me again today in the radio studio. And yesterday shared his testimony about salvation as a young man heard the gospel and got saved, and then how God started to lead in his life about going to the mission field. And Jeremy, wouldn't you agree with me that most of us who have been missionaries go back to hearing some other missionary present their burden?
Yes, sir, absolutely.
That's why it's so important to be in a good church and to keep your family in a good church. So talking about family, tell us a little bit about your family, and you met your wife in Bible college. Tell us how many children you have now.
Well, we now have 3 children, and my wife and I, we were engaged shortly after graduating Bible college. We were married the following year, and at that point, we said, well, we're going to take 1 year, really focus on our marriage, and after that, if the Lord hasn't made clear, we will seek the Lord as to where he'd have us to serve. It was actually the day after our 1 year anniversary. We were on a flight going to Nicaragua on a missions trip. And it was actually through that trip that the Lord made it clear that that was the Lord's will for our life. Our daughter Lila was born, I believe it was, we found out the day after I turned in my 2 weeks' notice at my job and decided to trust in the Lord completely to provide our needs as we were on deputation, just part time up until then. So we found out, okay, well, now we're going to have a lot of extra costs. But the Lord has been very faithful to provide every need.
Amen.
Later on deputation, my daughter Elowen, or Ellie, we say, was also born about 6 months before we left for Costa Rica for language school.
All right. And somewhere did I miss in there? There's a son somewhere in there, too.
Yes, sir. So he's a little bit further on in the story. While we served in Nicaragua,
okay,
he was born near the end of our first term.
So when you headed toward Nicaragua, was Brother Bob Dayton still alive and working? I think he would have been at that time.
Yes, sir. He was still alive, and he was working with the Bible Institute that they had there in Managua. And as we were finishing up language school, we spoke with him and expressed that we were coming to Nicaragua, and he recommended that we work with Bernard Lopez, was a Bible Institute graduate. So we partnered with him, and we went to the city of San Marcos, where we started our first church there in Nicaragua.
Yeah, and if you're listening and you don't know the name Bob Dayton, he's in heaven now. But Bob Dayton here at BIMI, we called him Mr. Nicaragua. Because everywhere he went, he had a burden and he told people about it. And I had the privilege of going down with him on several occasions and speaking and teaching Faith Promise Missions Giving. And then, of course, your pastor at West Jacksonville is a good friend of Brother Dayton.
Yes, sir. Yeah, they have a long relationship. And I believe it was through that relationship that we were on that trip to Nicaragua and how the Lord planted those seeds in our heart and made it clear that Nicaragua was where the Lord was calling us to go.
Amen. So you all went to Nicaragua, but now you're no longer serving in Nicaragua.
Correct. So we served our first term, 1 year of language school, and about 3 years there in Nicaragua. On our first furlough in 2018, our initial plan was to return to Nicaragua and go to the next city over and start another church. And at that time, there was many protests. There was a lot of instability at that time, and we were not able to return. So as we sought the Lord's will, we knew about many of the Nicaraguans that had come down to Costa Rica. And so we believe that was one of the things that the Lord used to show us the direction, which was to go to Costa Rica.
And you had gone to language school in Costa Rica.
Yes, sir. So we already knew Costa Rica. We learned Costa Rican accent, many of the Costa Rican words. So it wasn't really a complicated thing to return back to Costa Rica.
We'll come back tomorrow. We'll hear Brother Jeremy tell us about the ministry they have had and still have there in the country. And they'll be back in just a short time.
You've been listening to Moments for Missions. For further information, please write to BIMI, P.O. Box 9, Harrison, Tennessee 37341, or call us at 423-344-5050, or you can visit us online at www.bimi.org. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.